warm for a while. 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler, though, as we head through the week across all areas.
Hey,
have
a good afternoon. What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto five-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels! Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Lisa Wallet. Now that's what I call wallentainment.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We like her more than a smidge, it's Kelly Cartledge.
Better than Taboo. It's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Shannon Atavacan and Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Somebody get us 10 cc. Of Betsy MD, Nancy Cease and Desisto. We love you guys.
Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we'd love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. Go find me on Rose Pricks, The Bachelor Roast, and Ben Mandelker, my co-host and little friend, is the creator, writer, actor, star, ensemble of Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a really funny cartoon you can go find on YouTube. Go subscribe to it. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie.
How you doing, babes?
Doing so well. I'm here in New York, my childhood home, here to celebrate my parents' 50th anniversary. So happy anniversary to my parents. And freezing my little feet off because it's freezing here. So, and despite it being freezing, I still bought myself a large Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee because... What better way to complain about the cold than by making yourself colder voluntarily?
I love an iced coffee. I don't like hot coffee. It tastes so weird once you're used to iced coffee.
I like the actual flavor of iced coffee. That's my issue.
Yeah, me too. And it's what I'm used to. I'm drinking a broccoli banana smoothie. Remember the broccoli today. I mean, remember the banana today. Very important component, apparently.
The broccoli.
So who knows how many dirty cells I'm going to be cleaning over the course of this hour. I'm sure the Shaws can dirty him back up.
Wow.
If anybody can dirty my cell, it's Reza, okay? I'm going to get dirty Reza cells.
I'm so excited. Put this on the record, even though this technically is a literal record of what we're saying. I'm really excited to dive into this episode. I feel like Shaws of Sunset may truly be back. I am very invested, and I have so many things to say. It's very exciting.
toxic people, terrible relationships, horrible waste of space. I mean, they're just firing on all of their terrible engines, this show.
Grunion's fucking, you know?
Yeah. Getting stoned while you're trying to get pregnant under the moon around Grunion's. I mean, come on. Just got it all.
Grunion Canyon.
Later this week, we are going to be in Lawrence fucking Kansas to recap Real Housewives of New Jersey. So if you want to come see us live, come do it. We're going to be at Liberty Hall there this Friday, and then Saturday we're going to be in Omaha, Nebraska, recapping Summer House at the Waiting Room. So come see those shows. We've got one show in March, only one, which is nuts for us, and that's in Salt Lake City. So come see us. Charleston's a big one. Go get your tickets and find all the cities we're going to be in. We're going to be in a ton more cities this year. So just go over to watchwhatcrappens.com to find those. Go to Patreon for our bonuses and Crappens on Demand videos. And now, here we are with the Shars of Sunset.
Yes, Shars of Sunset, which opens with the question that's been on everyone's mind. Were you playing strip Jenga with people here or at some other place?
Now, I saw a movie called Knives Out. Have you seen Knives Out?
No, not yet, unfortunately.
Don't worry, I'm not going to spoil anything. But the main character cannot lie. She has like a physical reaction when she lies. She barfs. And I was cracking up watching Adam because Adam is like that girl. Like, he cannot lie. He is terrible at it. He makes a sour face like he's just had, I mean, I was going to say a rotten penis in his, but he probably has. You know, just a rotten apple face. And then, like, he's trying to remember something. He's like, no. And I'm like, okay. A two-syllable denial. A two-syllable no, Adam.
Yeah.
Okay, you're caught.
Yeah, if there's more than one syllable in your no, you're caught. He definitely had the face of me when I see a Jenga tower falling over. Like, destruction. I get it's like too much chaos.
Yeah, he's like invoking the place that we're all wary of ending up when we live in Los Angeles. NoHo, you know? So Reza's like, well, Destiny told me, Ali told Maris that you were playing strip poker or strip games or something. And he's like, Ali is sorry. I'm not even engaging because he's the one who said it.
Yeah. At which point, by the way, their dog, Marty, a.k.a. Teeny, Martini, jumps up on Reza and then proceeds to steal the rest of the scene because as they are fighting, Teeny keeps on putting his little head right in the camera, and I could not stop looking at it. It was so hilarious. It reminded me of something that Bueller would do if Bueller had an opportunity to be part of a conversation about strip Jenga.
He probably never will, let's face it.
Also, by the way, what an annoying vehicle for sexy times, strip Jenga. Who wants to mix their seduction in with the tension of a Jenga tower falling over? I mean, that's terrible.
Well, it's a game where you're like very carefully trying to play sticks and holes, you know, and make it last for a decent amount of time. I mean, it's just basically, it's such a good parallel to sex, if you think about it.
No, it's a giant game of the pullout method. It is literally the pullout method.
And boom, we've got babies all over the table.
Exactly.
All over the table.
Yeah, you're making a tower, and then it crushes into reality. Like, you have babies and STDs now. Congratulations. Yeah.
So Reza's like, why are you so defensive? All you have to say is it didn't happen. And Adam's like, I'm going to go inside. Okay, Marnie, come, Marnie. And Marty's like, hell no, I'm not going with you, you dirty ass Jenga motherfucker. I had to sit here and watch you play that disgusting game.
Yeah, he's like, I know who feeds me. It's Reza, okay? Because if I choose sides, I'm going to be in a one bedroom with you in Culver City. And that's not the life I want to lead.
Yeah, if it were up to you, those cats would be on my fucking Chanel pillow, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I had to sit there and watch you allow those cats on the Hermes blanket. Do you know how expensive that blanket is? I'm on Team Reza. Woof.
Totally. Team Chevron. So the dog doesn't come in, and we find out that their bedroom is like one of those Palm Springs bedrooms that has sliding glass doors and big open windows, so you have to like watch them sleep. It's just gross. Yeah. Okay, stop. So, we live in the city, stop it. And then they have really cheap blinds too, which I guess I should have figured. I should have seen that coming.
Well, because then you have to watch Adam, you know, lower blinds in rage. Like, nothing like a rage blind lower. Like, I've heard of blind rage, but this is rage blinding, and this is where you have to like lower the blinds, you know, because it's like the equivalent of like, I am mad, I'm gonna slam the door. But because they're blinds, they just sort of drop down, like,
I am furious. I am putting the blinds down over this sliding glass door.
Like, the neighbors probably actually look forward to you guys sliding.
I know.
Yeah, they just make that sound.
So Reza sort of, you know, he walks into the house and he's trying to get in the bedroom, but it's locked. And he's like, can I come in the bedroom, please? And there's a little post-it on there that says, keep closed, cats inside, which is so appropriate. Of course, Adam retreated into a room full of cats. It's actually just showing the movie Cats in there. Yeah. Is that Jennifer Hudson singing inside?
Yeah. Could you please ask Jennifer Hudson to get off the tire so we can finish this fight? That would be great. Thanks.
Adam, could you please stop singing Jason Derulo?
Okay, fine. I'll play it your way. Adam, it's the Jellicle Cat for the Jellicle fight and the Jellicle fight for the Jellicle Cat. Jellicle Cat for Adam, I'm only key changing three times until you open this door. Jellicle Cat for Jellicle times. Jellicle fight for... God damn it, Adam.
Adam just bursts open the door. It's like, oh, well, Mr. Feliz. Ah, damn, you did it to me again, Reza. So
he goes in there. And Adam has to explain it to him behind closed doors because, of course, Adam's a dope and doesn't realize that their mics are still getting every single thing. So Adam's like, what I think he's talking about is one time you were out of town and I was joking that we should play strip games. And Reza goes, you have to be the dumbest person in the world, Adam.
Adam's like, and to be fair, it was not strip Jenga. We were playing strip sorry, which is actually not based on the board game. It's where you take off a piece of clothes and go, sorry. I'm taking off my hoodie now. Sorry.
Well, and Destiny acting like that to me. Oh, I love your face. And then do this to me.
He's like, do not blame anyone but yourself, Strip Jenga. And Allie, you befriended him. I warned you about him. And you let him into our lives. And now look.
Yeah. By the way, just know that Reza said at this part of the episode, there's no one to blame other than you and Allie. Because then the rest of the episode, he basically burns the earth with anyone, like Destiny and MJ or whatever. He starts basically blaming them for this madness.
So he explains, Ali Shuri is a troublemaker, and he befriended every single person in my friend group. And then as soon as Adam started to include him in the circle, all of a sudden, he's everywhere! And then we get clips of this guy just literally being in every single scene ever shot.
Yeah, and what I think has been what's fascinating about this episode is that I start to sort of take everything on face value, because that's what I do in life. I'm just, like, super accepting and obedient. But then I was like, but this is Reza who's telling us this. And I'm meant to believe that Ali is this psycho who is just, like, maybe a fame whore trying to claw into this group. Or maybe this is Reza who feels threatened that there's another gay in the group that everyone loves, and so he's going to tear him down, because that kind of tracks with Reza's behavior way more.
Well, I've thought Reza's a monster for many years now. But I've seen 2 seconds of this Alley kid, and this is a climby little piece of crap. I'm with Reza on this one. This one is a thirsty little bitch, and you need to just nip it in the bud.
I mean, you make a good point. I mean, I got the same vibe, too. I'm just saying that, like, as we are recapping this, I'm realizing just take everything with huge grains of salt, because when it comes to Reza, it's really hard to tell. It's really hard to tell what's going on. Ali, for sure, is thirsty. He is very, very thirsty. But I guess maybe the issue is not so much, oh, there's another gay that everyone likes. It's that there's another Reza in the group, and there can only be one prime Reza.
Well, this is no Reza. This guy is no match, that's for sure.
No.
So Reza says when they were at MJ's shower in Vegas, Adam found out that this guy was shit-talking, and it was really personal stuff. And it's hard to take Reza seriously because, A, he's Reza, and, B, he keeps putting out Instagram posts that say things like, hashtag bitch lost 30 pounds, 50 pounds, bitch gold, bitch, hashtag bitch gold. And third of all, he's wearing a motorcycle or a leather jacket with, like, sleeves that drape over his hands. I mean, please.
Lance, yeah, I saw that. Lance I did not
Armstrong's
like
Armstrong's ex-girlfriend, Cheryl Crow. I couldn't think of Cheryl Crow's name, so that's what I'm doing now, and I forget.
You talked it out.
Yeah, I do word association with myself.
But, you know, there's also this weird part of me. I hate to be a conspiracy theorist. I hate to sort of, like, create things that aren't there on screen. But, gosh, there was, like, a weird part of me. It's a weird thing in the back of my head that felt like this whole argument was a little fabricated for the cameras. I couldn't tell if it was or not. Like, Reza's smart. He knows all this shit. And part of me wonders, like, was all this big dramatic fight, was he prepared? Was he doing this to make himself look more like the victim? I couldn't tell, you know, because I really felt like it was real. But then knowing Reza, he is so crafty.
Well, it seemed real to everybody else, but yeah, I'll bet you're right that Reza probably knew way beforehand, and he's just, like, waiting to use it. Because I've always heard from people in the community that they have an open relationship. Like, it's not really that much of a secret. Like, a lot of people, I've met a lot of people who have said that. So, you know, I don't know if that's true or if these people are even reliable at all, but they seem to have an open relationship, and the problem is that Adam got caught, and that
More importantly, that it seems they're more. It seems like they're more upset that that he's more upset that Adam was talking to Ali rather than that Adam may have had naked Jenga.
Yeah, it's like the old married couple who the wife knows that the husband is cheating, but then everybody knows, and then she really lets him have it. She's like, "You idiot!" Now everybody knows, you know, as opposed to keep it quiet, and I'll keep it quiet.
Exactly, and Destiny took the bait, and she went and reported to Reza, and we all know the way that this works, which is that the messenger gets killed in these situations on reality TV. This is what always happens. It's like she, for all we know, is trying to warn Reza, hey, your husband may be up to something. And then what happens is, and we see this on Vanderpump Rules with Brittany and Jax and the way Brittany treats all the other, you know, other people, circle the wagons around the relationship and then, like, attack anyone who, and reframe the person who's trying to help you out as you were trying to take down our relationship.
Yeah, but Destiny was shady. I think Destiny's super shady, and I love that she's getting called out on it. I love it.
I didn't think she was being shady, but that's just this. We're only on the second episode, and this is why I'm excited to talk about it, because I actually am, like, excited to hear what you have to say about it.
Oh, I think she's totally shady. I think she's trying to be an MJ, but she's failing miserably at it, and she's going to get in a lot of trouble.
And by the way, if what Reza says is true, that MJ is pulling the strings, it actually makes me like MJ more, because MJ can be so shady, and the fact that MJ is, like, lying on bed rest, ultimately, like, in a hospital bed, going through, like, the worst shit ever, and then is causing this insane destruction, is, like, that's kind of bomb.
Yeah. So next up, we go to, basically, Reza just finishes yelling at Adam. And
you're an idiot. You dumbass. You weren't bombarded. Either you were a dick, an idiot, or intentionally trying to hurt me. Ouch, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get that close to your face. I'm wearing very long sleeves right now.
So Reza leaves, and then we go over to Mike in a Hollywood office. And I was like, uh-oh. It's never good when Mike's going into an office. But it's just his brother, the dentist.
Yeah, so his brother has been around. I mean, we've seen him every single season. He's the dentist. But now the brother has started to, I think, start to be like, yo, I'm a celebrity. My brother's Mike from Shaz of Sunset. So his dentist's office has, like, a logo that makes it look like it's an ad agency. And he's sitting there, like, this guy is dressed like he's going to the club. And he's got, like, tats on his forearm and everything and, like, shit in his hair. I'm like, I know that stuff shouldn't have any effect on how effective you are as a dentist, but man, it makes me not trust him. I would never, ever want to show up. It's like Little Shop of Horrors. I don't want to show up to a dental office and my dentist looks like that. Looks like he's about to go out on the town.
Yeah, and his, like, skin-tight little shirt.
My dentist needs to look bookish, have awkward social skills, and I probably only need those two things.
Yeah. I need my dentist to look like he just was studying, you know, like, updates on plaque. You know, I wonder what advances there have been in plaque technology. Okay. That's what I want you spending your lunch doing, not push ups and fucking tats.
Yes. Okay? I want my dentist to look like he got more excited about plaque innovations than the lineup at Coachella.
Yes. So Mike's there to get he gets a free tooth cleaning every month, which is ridiculous. He's going to die of gum disease, basically. And it's a lot of poking with metal sticks. That's what I'm saying. That's... in your teeth.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the discussion is this apartment building, which we saw Mike buy a couple years ago. Was it? It was last season, right?
I think it was last season. I mean, apparently they bought it actually a long time ago, but they were talking about it last season. And it's the same issue. So last time around, the issue is, will they sell it? Will Mike sell it? Or are they going to like develop it into something?
And the other brother comes in too, and he's got like microbladed eyebrows now, which
this whole family
is in trouble. I'm telling you that from looking at these three boys together like this.
I feel like, because none of them are listening to Sue. I feel like Sue is the only voice of reason in this family.
Yeah, but she's the voice of reason, but she never ever like gets her way. She always caves at the end. She's like, this is what you should do. But she's never like, listen to me, you little fucker. I'm going to cut you off if you keep dating this moron social climber, Jessica. Okay, that's it. And if you keep dating a 16-year-old, guess what I'm going to do? Cut you off. She's like, no, you shouldn't do that. Okay, do it. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, but her disapproval is so strong. Like, I feel disapproved of by Sue. I'm like, wow, you are very effective.
Mueller, it's an Amazon. Stop.
Oh. No. The point is this: Sue is the only one who seems to have any sense in this family. So now Mike and his brother are talking about this property, and we're sort of seeing flashbacks of the brothers are all coming in together. I guess the brother comes into the office. The point is, all the brothers are together, and they're talking about the future of this building. And Mike tells us, you know, we bought this building 10 years ago, and we're waiting for the neighborhood to come up, and now it's at a point where we're ready to, you know, develop it and, you know, just make it amazing. It's going to sell for about $35 billion. It's going to be just like so much, and I'll prove that I'm finally a man, you know?
This building is going to have over 1 billion hamburgers sold. I'm going to tell you that right now. 1 billion hamburgers.
1 billion hamburgers sold, okay? Have a movie theater. You'll have a movie theater. Drive-through movie theater where you drive through and see a scene. You know, it's great. Innovation.
Yeah, so Mike is making his brothers let him be the point person on this, like basically be the contractor for this building, which he doesn't do.
No, yeah. Like, he's basically,
and yeah, he wants to draw a salary, so they're gonna have to talk about a salary. Who in their right mind would let him do that? These guys are fucking morons. So you deserve what you get. You deserve that money loss. Your family deserves to lose everything. Have fun.
Exactly, yeah, because Mike is like, yeah, so you know, like, do you know how expensive dumpsters are? How much expensive? $50,000. Yeah, that's actually, so what you actually do is you put your $50,000, you put it in the dumpster, and you light it on fire. That's what you're doing when you're paying me, okay?
Yeah, pretty much. So then we go over to Gigi in a crop top jumpsuit. God, I wish I looked like Gigi. She looks amazing. I want to eat whatever healthy place she's eating, and especially for a pothead, you know?
I know. Yeah, she's doing great. She is, high as fuck, going around. She's come to some restaurant, she's ordered a chicken kebab. And then this new girl, Zara, is Zara, right? It's spelled Sarah, but I think it's Sarah. Zara, right?
No, Sarah.
Naked
Sarah. Let's play Naked Sarah together.
Yeah. So Gigi, you know, she loves a woman who takes care of herself, has a positive vibe, yada, yada, yada. Basically, Gigi wants to be friends with Sarah. So yeah.
She's like, I'm going to turn this girl before MJ does. You want to go look at little fish wash up on the sea?
Yeah. Have you ever been interested in a fish the size of a thumb having sex under a full moon? Let's do that.
So they talk about Destiny a little bit because we get a clip of Sarah meeting Destiny, and Rest is like, this is my friend Sarah. She is a badass hashtag bitch, okay? She is a business consultant, so Destiny, maybe you should hire her to do some business consulting, hashtag girl bitch.
And Destiny's like, I mean, like, slow down. Like, I don't even know who you are. Like, I don't know what your credentials are or whatever. So, like, stay away. I'm like, what is your business, Destiny, anyway, that needs to be developed?
Her party planning business, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry, I forgot. Then she made a salad into a cocktail.
Wasn't she ordering a juice? Wasn't she doing a juicery or something? Or she was doing PR for a juicery? Or
I don't know.
She had a juicery?
Doing something for cars, maybe?
Oh, that was an event. She was like, because that was an event planning thing. Remember that for the high end cars? She's an event planner, like a party lady.
Yeah. I don't know. Destiny's a little, you know, gray around the edges sometimes.
Yeah, the Destiny history. But yeah, Destiny, I think, is an asshole. And she's doing that thing where she's third season now, right?
Yeah, third season.
And someone new comes in. She's like, I don't know you. I don't know what you do. And so Sara's like, yeah, I don't really care about this girl. I have an actual job. So next.
Yeah, she's pretty much. So anyway, Gigi invites Sara to go watch the Grunions mating at Venice Beach. Because Grunions are little fish that, as we mentioned before, the little fish, and they, like, at certain times, they, I guess, have sex on the beach, like from here, from eternity, but Grunion style. And I guess it's good for, it's like a something good for maternity. There's some superstition. The point is, you know, Gigi has had a lot of funky storylines. Going to watch Grunions fuck is definitely a new... new territory for her.
Now, will she try to stab one of the Grunions? You know, that's why it's good to have Gigi around. You just never know.
Is she going to be making a business proposal for the Grunions?
Yeah.
Woosa?
Is she going to accuse the Grunions of stealing her weed business? I don't know.
Is she going to be giving the Grunions extensions?
Yeah. Is she going to try to cut them in half with scissors? I don't know. So we go to personal home video footage of MJ. And Jesus Christ. Okay, so she's going into the hospital. She's like, yep. So, on Christmas Eve, finally, after all of these health issues, my doctor said, don't be scared, but your cervix shrank. And basically, when you have an incompetent cervix, it's like, that's the funniest way I've ever heard anything.
But I know. It was like, did HR take over this part of the medical practice? Like, we're going to have to say that you're an incompetent cervix. We're going to really need to see some better performance out of you.
Yeah, and you're going to have to go out there and find a new job. And we're not going to tell anybody else you're an incompetent cervix. But to us, you're incompetent, and you have to know that moving forward. We're just here to help you. Thanks for coming to HR.
Yeah. So, but the point is that her miscarriage risk went way, way, way up. So she had to be on bed rest. So she was on bed rest for weeks upon weeks upon weeks. And then finally, she graduated from bed rest and then was diagnosed with a crazy situation where her gallbladder could potentially not work and release a lot of acid and cause an instant stillborn. So super high-risk pregnancy with lots of complications. So
yeah.
That's just, we basically just sort of like learned that. It's like a little check-in. And it's like, Jesus.
God, no kidding. She's like,
it's a miracle that people have babies.
And then, you know, and then it rained. And then there was a leak in our roof. And then I found out I could die from armaloupolitis. It's like, what? And then they finally took care of that. And then they said my kneecap was infected with falloputopitis. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like,
I know.
Everything.
And then Tommy clogged the toilet.
Tommy clogged the toilet. And that gave me fallicucciitis or whatever.
Fallicucciitis.
So then Mike in his big stupid Jeep is next. Yeah. And he's just on the phone going, oh, it's going to be 20 people. All right, Saturday night, be there.
Yeah, that's what Mike does. He's like party promoting his own Passover. So he's going to a bakery to get some desserts for his big Passover. And so he's doing that, and meanwhile Reza is calling up Destiny because he wants to set up a meeting with Ali. Is it Ali or Ali?
Ali
doesn't matter.
Like Kate Ali. And Ali.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was thinking of the entire time. I was like Kate and Ali, but then all of a sudden I had a moment of like maybe it's Ali because am I being culturally insensitive right now? I don't know. So anyway, so Reza's like, I need to find out. I need to have lunch with Destiny and Ali, because I need to find out how MJ is connected to all of this. I'm like, you are like looking for trouble with your friend right now, because...
No, because they told him last week. Didn't Destiny say last week she heard it? I think it's because Ali is in that little friend group or whatever.
I guess here's what I'm saying is that... I mean, we find out later in the episode that apparently there was some weird sit-down moment that... where it's alleged that MJ sat down the people involved and said, this is what you have to do. But I just kind of feel like Reza, he is always ready to destroy his friends. And, you know, here's a situation where Destiny said, oh, you know, MJ's friend Ali, now I'm calling him Ali, I can't stop. But MJ's friend Ali basically was saying this, and I want you to know because you should know that this is what Adam's doing. And I feel like normally a person would say, get mad at Ali because he's
Ali.
Shady. Ali. I can't help myself now. I've ruined it for myself. I can't stop saying Ali. Kate and Ali.
Yeah, Kate and Ali. Yeah, but she, yeah, this is one of MJ's best friends, apparently. So, yeah, Reza's like, good at ruining his friends' lives, but so is MJ. Let's not forget, okay? Those two are both dirty dealers.
I just feel like that's not what I would lead with, is like, and how is MJ involved in all this? I don't know.
Because they brought it up last week that she said something like she heard it. She either heard it through MJ or he told Mercedes. I'm like, she was brought up in this. That's why he's saying, like, what the hell, lady?
But Ali actually met with Destiny. They had, like, a lunch together, you know? And she mentioned MJ. I understand why Reza would be suspicious, but it seems like he was also looking for a reason to be suspicious of MJ, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well,
based
rightfully
off of one
so.
Line of dialogue.
Yeah, based off of 25 years of being shady bitches to each other. These
True.
Two. So Reza's like, all right, apparently Ali knows my husband better than I do. And also I need to find out how she's connected to this. So set it up, Destiny, set it up. A meeting with me and Ali. I'm going to see you do it. I'll be there. Tell me when and where. It's like, I love the Destiny. Even when you're mad at Destiny, she's still like your personal assistant, you know? Like, God forbid. Exactly. We know that your husband has his phone number. You could make this call yourself, but.
Right. So, so Reza meets Mike at this bakery, and he's like, look, this nice man is helping me pick out some good parve stuff for Passover. I'm like, okay, Mike, just get a cake, okay? Because he's sitting there looking at every cake, and there's a guy standing behind them, and this guy could not be more pissed off. I don't know if you noticed him. He was rolling his eyes. He was like, please, pick a cake so I can buy my freaking croissant.
Or 10, because it's Shaw's. And then Mike's like, oh, I want something like these little color cookies, because... You know, I want to look a little more expensive. Macarons.
Yeah, trying to floss those desserts.
Yeah. So they go outside and they're talking and they're like, wow, isn't it crazy? MJ has a baby and stuff. And Reza's like,
yes, you know, but it wasn't an easy birth, right? Here's a text from Tommy. We had to do an emergency C-section. They had to remove her uterus and fallopian tube, so she probably won't have any more kids. And then look at this cute picture. So let's talk about gossip.
Now, the important reason that all of that is important, the important reason it's all important, Jesus. The reason all of that is important is because I think this is why Tommy ends up going nuts on Reza.
Oh,
because Reza is giving all this information. He's just reading it on camera. And they're like, we didn't know, you know, you're not supposed to just tell my wife.
Tell my wife's medical history, all right, bro?
So we'll see. Time will tell.
We'll put that to the side and keep an eye on it. We should also mention, by the way, that Reza is also shades Mike over Passover. He's like, it seems like every high holiday, Mike has a new lady in his life. And we see a flashback of Jessica. It says 2014 to 2017. And she's going, she's like, Baracha Ata Adonoi. Like, terrible, whatever, accent. And then it says Morgan, and it says 2018 to 2018, which is so shady. And then Paulina, 2019 to question mark. I just love when the editors are shady about these people.
Let's see here. Nima calls. Adam calls.
Adam calls.
Adma. So I didn't know what I was trying to write. So Adam Asma. Calls and Reza rolls his eyes. He's like,
yes, babe. Can I call you as soon as I'm done here with Mike? Okay, thank you. Goodbye. Stupid. Stupid man.
Stupid person. You ever get a call from a stupid person and say, God, what a stupid person. Who would marry that person? And then you realize it's me. I married a stupid person.
Hashtag my husband be stupid.
So Mike's like, so now what? Now what, bro? And Reza's like, it's all this BS about Nick and Jenga.
Ali Shuri has been trying to cause problems. I don't want him around me. I don't want him associating with people I know. I don't want to eat that donut. I will eat that donut. Hand that to me right now. I will do that.
And then, like in the middle of this random Hasidic dude walks by and he sees Mike. He's like, hey, you Jewish? Want to put on some tefillin? So then Mike puts on the whole tefillin thing and, like, Mike makes a blessing for MJ, which is nice. And then the guy just keeps on going. And while this is happening, Reza is giving this guy such a stank face. Like, how dare you interrupt my scene with your lovely blessing?
Can we have your mitzvah at a time my husband is not making me look like an idiot on national TV? Thank you. Mitzvah out.
Would it be possible to do a mitzvah over my husband and hope he stops being such a stupid person? Thank you.
That's so mitzvah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for...
Whatever job you're searching for, you can find it on LinkedIn. First jobs, flexible jobs, work from home on a Friday jobs, advertising jobs, accounting jobs, HR, PR, even ER jobs, 9-to-5 jobs, 5-to-9 jobs, you decide your time jobs, banking jobs, building jobs, get back on your feet jobs, international jobs, local jobs, let me have a lie in jobs, and even voiceover jobs, which is how I ended up recording this ad. Search millions of jobs on LinkedIn and find one meant for you.
Oh hi, it's Ellie here, one half of the Scummy Mummies. We do a podcast that's supposed to be about parenting, but we talk about all sorts of nonsense. Books, wine, comedy, farting, whatever really. Our latest episode is sponsored by Aviva, who offer life insurance to help provide some financial support for loved ones after you're no longer around, as long as you still hold the policy. It costs as little as £5 per month. Go to aviva.co.uk for a direct quote in minutes. Terms and conditions apply. There is no cash in value at any time.
Chuck Rappin's commercial.
We go to Destiny at Lunch with Allie at that place that we always talk about. I can't believe that place is still open.
What place was it again?
Isn't that place on Sunset that has those big, huge heated lamps? It's kind of by the Guitar Center.
Oh, was it there? I couldn't tell. I think that place has been actually closed for a long time. I couldn't tell. I thought it was a place in the Valley.
I thought it was that place.
But Destiny, by the way, Destiny is... She's wearing a hat that says skrrt, skrrt, and a t-shirt that says Money Moves. She has doubled down on Cardi B references from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Come on, Destiny. Let's update it.
Do better, Destiny.
Do better.
So Allie comes and he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry to put you in this situation. Don't worry, we're going to figure it out on camera. Just like it always should have been from the very beginning.
Yeah. And Reza's approaching in his car and he's practicing how he's going to say hello. He's like, hey, Destiny. Hello, Ali. Hey, Destiny. Hello, Ali.
Hello, Ali.
Sorry, I keep saying Ali now. I ruined it.
So she's like, you know, I just didn't think I'd be part of this. And I didn't know the extent of the situation. And she's doing her little cry victim thing. No, girl. Mm-hmm. You let yourself be used. You are now in the war. And she tells us she thinks of Ellie as a good person. I've never seen a bad bone in his body. But now he comes to me with this information. The man that I love, that my family and I have known for decades. Oh!
I mean, Destiny is overdramatic, and that's one thing that drives me nuts. I mean, you know, someone refills her water and she starts crying, and, you know, I mean, it just reminds me of all those times I've had water where it wasn't refilled, and when can I get it refilled, and will this ever happen again, and what is it about me that people don't want to refill my water, and then this waiter does it, and I just don't know anymore.
Yeah, shade. I think she's shade. So Allie's like, well, I'm uncomfortable too. I mean, it's not good for anyone to have to hear this. So she's like, okay, let's practice. But Reza jumps in instead. And so Reza comes in. He keeps on his pilot glasses, whatever, and his terrible, yes. terrible five-year-old's outfit that he's trying yeah. to fit into. Oh, my God.
And his, so it's
when he gets mad, he stands up and his stomach pops out because his shirt is so tiny. He's wearing a toddler shirt to this movie.
Baby Gap. So there's lots. There's, you know, an immediate coldness. And Allie's like, I'm not coming from a malicious place. I spoke to Maris, and she said you're not happy in your relationship, and I trust her because she's my best friend.
Oh, she's your best friend. I've known her for 25 years. How long have you known her?
3 years.
Ooh. Well, guess what? If you multiply the number of years that I've known her times the multiple years that you've known her, and then you subtract 35, guess what you get? 40, because a bitch lost 40 pounds.
And he's like, well, if I was you, I would want to know this information. He has, and he goes, who's he?
Speak names so I know what you're talking about. And when we have divorce proceedings, I will have very clear and concise clips enough for the entire jury.
Exactly. Well, Adam would send me really inappropriate text messages like all the time, like every day. And, you know, it got to the point where I felt like I was being sexually harassed.
Sexually harassed.
God forbid. Well, not God forbid for sexual harass. Like, honestly, could you imagine being sexually harassed by Adam? Like,
oh my God.
That's all. I would actually not like that very much.
Hi, it's my penis again. knocking down your tags. So Rez is like, sexually harassed? He's like, yes, and he's done it to other people too. And he's like, are you crazy? You think you're going to come here and tell me my husband sexually harassed you? You better check yourself before you wreck yourself, white boy, and stop talking to me crazy. If you say harassment one more time, I'm going to knock you into motherfucking next week.
A motherfucker's gotta threaten someone sometimes. Bitch be like, I lost 40 pounds, but I gained 80 pounds of motherfucking gonna punch you.
And this was the part where Rez is gonna go crazy on someone, and the guy was supposed to just either be terrified or walk away and be like, I'm not doing this, so that they didn't have to come out with the evidence. But instead, Allie is prepared for this and is like, okay, take a look. So he hands a stack of papers over, and Rez looks through all of these texts, which are all blurred out, so they can't be great.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, great point. They're all blurred out. They're in Lisa Vanderpump font, you know, like giant-sized. And he's like, well, these are like the same things he sends to me, to Mike and me. So to me, that's not a good defense. And here's why.
Well, you're married
to him. If you want to take this at face.
Yeah, if your husband sends you a dick pic, okay. But
yeah, also, I mean, honestly, like, let's just strip away like all our guessing about intentions and what the shadiness is. If there's someone who's saying, Adam keeps sending me these texts, and it's like a lot, the response is like, well, he sends them to me too. It should be like, oh, I'll tell him to stop doing that, because it's obviously like, it's crossing a line. If you're, you know, if you're just taking that on face value. So there's that. Second of all, yeah, it's, also like, Allie is just basically saying, hey, just so you know, your boyfriend's sending this stuff. So you should probably know that. Right. And like, that's the whole point, the point of this. But Reza is like, Rez is acting as if this is a flaming, like a flaming gun about why their marriage is in trouble. I don't know. I thought Rez's response was a little odd.
Well, it's wrong. Yeah, I think you're right that it's completely wrong. Like, if someone's uncomfortable with sexual message, like overtly sexual messages you're sending, then it should be, I'm so sorry, I'll talk to him. Gross.
Yeah.
And if the whole thing is that your defense is like, no, he sends overtly, you know, disgusting sexual messages to everybody all the time, that's a problem. That's gross. You need to take care of that.
Yeah. And then when Allie's like, well, it makes me uncomfortable, and Rez is like, well, then why do you continue to be his friend? That's like, I understand why that's like a logic that you might jump to, but it's really not the right logic there. You know, it's kind of like, hey, you're the one who told your husband, remember how you cut off Adam? And you said, cut off Allie. Said, we're not talking to Allie anymore. Well, guess what? Adam is clearly still texting him. That's what you should be paying attention to here.
Yeah. Yeah, they're mad. They're more mad about Allie saying it than Adam doing it. Totally.
Yeah.
So exactly. He's like, well, I did tell him to stop. And he's like, okay, then go away. And he's like, why are you attacking me? And he's like, because you are a piece of fucking shit.
And Destiny's like, please, 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 please. I'm like, Destiny, you have to use your new phrase. Voy, 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 voy.
And Reza says, well, if you want to be friends with him, you're not going to be friends with me. And that goes for everyone in my life. And so Allie throws more papers at him. And he's like, here he is cruising at the gym, caressing other people.
Harassing other people, not caressing.
Oh, it's probably like was caressing other people. Jeez. Wow, so
he's very sensual. What a sensual accusation.
Yeah, what caressing. I was like, wow, that's actually an emotional affair now.
Yeah. So, but you know, that's the thing, because remember Reza said, don't say harassing. If you say harassing any one more time, I'm going to punch you into next week. So when he's like, here he is harassing other people, that's when Reza stands up and just throws water in his face. Get the fuck out of here, you piece of shit. Get the fuck out of my place. Get the fuck out of my place. And he starts to try, like, trying to push Allie out of his chair and all that stuff.
Yeah, wow. So there's multiple people who have donated text threads to this evidence pile. That's not good.
Not good at all.
Not good.
I mean, it's fine if you have an open relationship, but the point is that Reza's going nuts on Allie, and I'm like, I'm not sure Allie is the one you should be going nuts over.
Well, it's fine to fool around if you're having an open relationship, but it's not fine to be sending people disgusting fucking text messages all the time to the point where they're complaining. Together 100%. And complaining about it. That means you've obviously got some kind of problem, weirdo. Jesus.
100%. Well, I think that probably Reza's embarrassed, you know? Yeah. And so he's like kind of like projecting that embarrassment into like just putting it all onto putting it all onto Allie, who gets knocked out of his chair and water thrown on, etc.
So then Reza is outside pacing on the phone, and he calls MJ, who we just heard what MJ is going through. She's in the hospital. She's almost died 5 times.
And it literally says on the screen, on the phone, MJ from postnatal ICU. Okay? It literally says she's in the ICU.
My God. Sorry, I was drinking a broccoli.
Oh, okay. Well, either way, Reza, so he goes, hey, MJ, yeah, did you tell Ali Ashuri to come confront me about sexually harassing people? That Adam has been sexually harassing him? He told me that you told him that to me and my husband don't have a good relationship.
And you're sharing with a weasel I don't know and I don't trust things about my relationship? And she's like, my doctor's coming. Can I call you back? She's like, I gotta run.
You know, and also, by the way, I think if Allie and MJ are really tight friends and she says, you know, I don't think Adam and Reza have a good relationship. Because remember, we did see them fighting on camera last year and Reza did say that he threatened divorce at the reunion. I don't think it's the craziest thing in the world to say to your good friend, I think their marriage might be in trouble.
I don't know. I think this whole thing is shitty. I mean, I think Adam's gross and he shouldn't be doing any of that. So he's wrong. So I'm just going to put that aside. Just for a moment, because Allie obviously is this thirsty guy who's been hanging around, and Reza's thinking, here's this thirst trap or this thirst bomb coming in here.
Yes.
And yes, now here, of course, he is trying to get on TV and use my relationship. You know, like, I'm not nice to him, so now he's going to try and use my relationship. Like, he's going to try and ruin my life to get his ass on TV. Fuck that guy. And I totally see that point of it, too.
Me too. You know? Me too. This is sort of like it's an interesting situation with a lot of different sides, right? Because I think a lot of people are at fault and also not at fault at the same time, paradoxically. But Reza getting mad at MJ about saying their relationship was like in trouble is, I don't think that's the worst offense. I think there are worse offenses out there. And Reza, I think, is just sort of like using that to hang a lot of resentments on. And he's using that as an excuse to then, you know, cut off MJ.
Yeah. So he is going crazy outside. So he hangs up with MJ and then Destiny comes out, chases him down. She's like, police! Reza, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. And he's like, you're with someone who said my husband is sexually harassing him. And his stomach is still hanging out of his toddler shirt. And then when he's really furious, the camera, like, instead of giving him his anger due, they pan down to his terrible shoes, which are like shiny glitter shoes.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
He's an idiot. So Destiny's like, you think I'm not uncomfortable with this? I'm so uncomfortable. And he's like,
strange defense.
He's a bottom-dwelling piece of shit, and he's creating problems in my life and my marriage. And if you want to be friends with him, then that's up to you. But I'm not going to be friends with you. That's plain and simple. Plain and simple.
So then we go back over to Mike, who's setting up for Passover. And this is the first time that Mike has done Passover with his parents in his new home. He's trying to, like, assign some sort of importance to this Seder. Like this is an even more special Seder. Your mom helped out. What, your mom made a stew, okay? Like, relax. It's Passover.
Yeah, everything for Mike is like, oh, and this is the first time that I'm having my girlfriend come over and I make a spaghetti. It's like, wow.
I know, everything is like raised at this vaunted place when it's just like, it's a Seder, you know? He's like, oh, this is the first time I've had Passover where my parents are going to be there and Paulina's going to be there. And I also got macaroons from a new place. So this is so special.
So Nima comes over. He's called first. He's like, oh, hi, it's me, Nima. I have to drop off our $400 t-shirt that you loaned me. Hilarious. Hey, brother, got that t-shirt you loaned me that was $400?
Sorry, I didn't actually get it dry cleaned. I just washed it and steamed it. Passover looks like it's going to be fun. Fortunately, I can't hang out because I'm extending my brand to include Grunion, so I'll be joining Gigi at the beach tonight.
And then they talk about the whole Ali Shuri thing. He's like, wow, this Ali Shori thing is really blown up, huh? And he's like, yeah, well, me and Destiny went to lunch and talked about it. And then we get a clip of them all getting a group message that says, hey, Nima, I just had lunch with Ali Shori. Please let me know if you're going to continue having a relationship with him so I can terminate ours.
Can you imagine that Reza sent that out?
He just copied and pasted it to everybody. And I love also that they keep using Ali's last name every single time. It's Ali Shori. Ali Shori. Yeah. Ali Shori. You can be Shori with Ali Shori.
Oh, yeah. He's like now a Patreon sponsor.
Or mayor. Or running for mayor.
Exactly. So then, meanwhile, MJ tells us that she was at the hospital. You know, she's given birth to Shams Francis. And then the doctor has this, you know, look of horror on his face that basically says, we have to do another emergency surgery. We're going to have to remove your uterus and like a fallopian tube. You'll never have a baby again. And if you don't do this, you're going to die. So she has to go through this emergency surgery. And the next day, she is like full of anger and, you know, I'm sure like a bunch of emotions, because that's like a, I mean, that is like, that's a serious thing to go through and something to hear about, you know, I don't have to explain. So during all this, Reza never shows up to the hospital. He never calls. She never hears from him ever again. And like, that's it. That was it. Reza never came by. And it was just like a brief check-in with MJ, but it's like, damn, this guy, I mean, how shitty is that? I'm sorry. Here he is squabbling about the, you know, the, like, ooh, the text messages to Ali. And are you going to be friends with Ali? Because if you're going to be friends with Ali, then I'm terminating a relationship. And this woman is, like coming close to death. She just had a baby, this dream, this miracle baby that went through all this, you know, first, you know, never thought it could happen. And now it's actually happening. And this thing that her life has, you know, she's been focusing her life towards for years. And her best friend doesn't even show up at the hospital. I mean, that is so remarkably shitty.
Hey, congrats. That's your prize for being friends with Reza. He does it True. To everybody else every fucking year. So that's your prize, everybody. Have fun with that.
Well, you know.
So then we go to Reza in the front yard doing yard work with Adam, which is always hilarious because Adam's always like, oh.
He's always like in a squatting position. He's like, I just want to go back to my butterflies.
Yeah. So Reza's like, well, I want to talk to you because I'm not going to a Passover with you when you're in a bad place with me.
And he's like, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about why my husband is so dumb. You don't understand boundaries, stupid. Maybe you have some compulsive sex problem, okay? I saw the text, Adam.
Yeah. I mean, you as a married man, should not be talking to anybody like that. You look like an idiot. Oh, wait, I just remembered. You are an idiot. Hey, butterflies, you're being raised by an idiot. Idiot. And then Adam goes, well, I thought. He starts mocking Adam to his face.
Oh, you thought he was your friend. And he's like, but I did. And he's like, why are you texting anybody like that? Why are you asking him such deep sexual questions? It's so weird. And he's like,
I thought I was joking with him.
And he's like, joking? People don't joke like that. Doesn't make sense, Adam.
I let you speak. Can I speak? No. Well, I want to get clarification. Well, you're not listening. This isn't my time to listen, bitch. This is my time to lose another 40 pounds. Hashtag bitch lost another 40 pounds. His name was part of Adam.
And so Adam's like, well, you know that when I'm comfortable with people, then I'll ask them anything and everything. And he's like,
well, that is today or you're going to be divorced.
Yeah. And meanwhile, once again, Marty, aka Teeny, just pokes his head into the shot and is like, I would like to be part of this conversation.
Yeah, he's like, whose side do I sit on now? The poor stressed out dog.
His little head's in the corner.
And Adam's like, I'm disgusted with myself and I really regret how things turned out.
It's like, okay, mayor who got caught like getting a blowjob under a bathroom stall.
During
like,
Jenga. Whatever.
Yeah, during Jenga.
I'm most disappointed that was Jenga.
Yeah, I mean, you could really hurt your nuts like that. It's like the Naked Chef. Like, good luck with your penis.
Yeah, at least play Strip Catan. Yeah. Okay, add some strategy to it. I'm discussing myself, but don't call me stupid.
Though he's like, yeah, don't call me stupid. And Reza's like, well, I'm sorry for calling you stupid and dumb. And dumb and stupid and stupid and dumb. But I'm very disappointed, dumb.
We all know that the only dumb person in our group is Mike, and like cuts to Mike trying to open up his Sub-Zero refrigerator.
So basically, Reza's still, now he's really furious with MJ too. And he's like, you better not send anything sexual to anybody other than me. Now go, go get ready. He's dabbing him.
Yeah. And so, and she's, and he says something about like Ali and how like, he basically Reza's like, I just don't know why, like why she would want to hear some nonsense from someone I don't. He's basically, yeah, he's basically saying like, I don't understand why MJ would want to be listen, would be friends with Ali, and why MJ would want to be hearing this gossip from Ali if she's supposed to be a friend of mine.
Oh yeah, Reza, the best friend ever, Reza.
Reza.
In MJ's defense, she would have been at that lunch with Ali on her own, telling him to go say it had she not been in the hospital. Okay, Destiny was just a proxy.
So now we go over to Passover, and so Mike is he's spending a long time getting dressed, which really amounts to him putting on like a white t-shirt and a black shirt over it, but somehow it takes him 30 minutes. And his parents arrive, and they're just sort of standing there, and we just keep seeing like 5 minutes since the parents arrived, 15 minutes since the parents arrived, 20 minutes, and he just sees Sue with her arms crossed looking around the kitchen like, oh, so this is how he greets us, okay, new girlfriend, and mom is out of the picture now, I see.
Yeah, he's making them wait so that he can adorn himself with all the shit that their money's paid for, little asshole. So then finally everybody starts arriving and we can get this show on the road. So they start sitting down, and the story's like, okay, here's the story of Passover. Jews were allies of Egyptians, but then the Pharaoh started killing all the sons, so they started making bread on rocks. And that's how we got matzah. Okay, everybody, thanks for coming.
I know. So they're all having a fun time. There's about 20 people there, the big long table. And Reza, in front of the entire table, of course, is like, hey, so Mike and your brothers, now that we are sitting here in front of your wonderful mother Sue, what's going on with your building? Like, what are you going to do with it? When's the groundbreaking? Who's going to manage it? And Mike's like, actually, I'm going to manage it. Shut up. You're going to let Mike manage this building? You're going to let him, hurry, how many units is it? How many? 30? And Mike's going to be in charge? Oh my God. You guys hear this? Bitch says he's going to run this building.
I built this house with him and it was a nightmare.
Yeah. You did not build this house. Okay. But he did a remodel. But I know what you're saying, but is this really the time? I mean, don't make me feel bad for Mike. And also, Reza, right at the beginning of this, because Paulina's inside getting something on a plate, and he goes, Paulina, thanks for your help. Don't think we don't notice that stuff. I will be bringing up that you were the one who did all the work while Mike did nothing all season long. Congratulations.
Yeah. So basically, Reza is ridiculing Mike at his own Seder, at his own house, in front of his entire family. And Sue is like, oh, Reza Jun, are you against Mike managing the building? And he's like, no, yeah, well, I wanted him to sell the building. She's like, that was my suggestion also. High five, Reza Jun. High five.
And Mike's like, you got to take risks to take money. You know, you got to make risks to take the money or whatever. And she's like, it's not all about money. And also, it was my money that you took to take that risk. You fucker.
Yeah, and then Reza's also ragging on Mike because you know Mike's gonna be taking a salary from the Reza's like, oh, that's gonna be so fun seeing what sort of salary they give you. Wow, that's money down the toilet. And Mike's like, you know, I'm 40 and I'm being treated like I'm 14. You know, I'm like, that's because you act like you're 14 at best.
Yeah, when you still ask your mommy and daddy to come bail you out every single time, you're acting like you're 14, which we find out in the scene later. So then Destiny is getting picked up in a car at night. This is the weirdest scene. So we see Destiny walking down her apartment hallway, I'm guessing. And then she gets into a car and just texts by herself. And she's like, 6 months ago, my mom moved to Vegas. And since she's not in LA, there's like a huge part of me that's lost. And then like I have these friends like fighting with each other and putting me in the middle, and now they're feeling some sort of way, and now like I don't have anyone to catch me. I'm over it.
And that's the whole scene. It's like we now stop to take an Uber ride with Destiny. I was like, okay, great. So then we wind up going to Venice Beach, and Gigi and her friends it's basically Gigi and Sara and I forget. Mona, and then there's someone else. Maybe it was Destiny, for all I know. They're like walking to the beach, and Nima's there, and he's filming them. And Gigi's like, no, let's walk like we're in Entourage. And so the producers momentarily turned this like walk into a music video, and it says Gigi and the Hood Rats in money. It's like, what? The Hood Rats? Are you? I was like, okay.
And basically, Gigi's high as fuck, you know? She's like, you smell the fish? I smell the air. Yeah, I smell fucking in the air. Yeah, vagina's in the air. Yeah. And then we get an Asa scene where Gigi tries to explain why the moon has an effect on us. And they start cutting to like...
Yeah, strange sock footage of like the Big Bang. It's like literally the Big Bang Theory as told by Gigi. And she's like, she's basically saying that we're, you know, there was the, before the Big Bang Theory, we were a one big mass. And then the Big Bang happened and the moon was our twin Earth and it got knocked away. And but it still has our energy and like we can still feel that energy. And that's going to make me pregnant. And grunions. And grunions.
Also dating guys for more than like a couple of months that you aren't threatening to stab each other all the time.
I feel like Gigi is a grunion, you know? I feel like I can imagine her washing up on a beach and just, like, squirming around and also trying to have sex with something. And then just, like, the water reclaiming her.
Yeah, but only once a year. So then these weird Venice Beach people come up behind them. And they're like, you looking for a grunion too? I mean, why would you try? If you give a shit about the health of a baby and you're trying to get your body ready for a baby... Don't walk anywhere near Venice Beach. What are you doing? You're going to get a fucking syringe in your foot.
It's like you're either going to get run over by a Prius or get a syringe in your foot. And then at the end of the day, you're going to overpay for dinner at a restaurant.
Yeah. And so then Nima pulls Destiny aside and he's like, I'll just have to give you a heads up, neighbor. I got a text from Adam that said, like, I'm not fucking with Destiny anymore. And I was like, dude, you got to work this out, Destiny. Make it right, Destiny. Make it right, Destiny.
And she just, like, drops her bags. Also something you should never do at Venice Beach. And just starts running, sort of, like, marching away. Like, this is too much. This is too much. My mom moved to Vegas, and now this. And now the grunions. No grunions. This is too much.
And he has a good point. He says, I don't understand her position. Like, if you did nothing wrong, then why not have a conversation about it? I just don't understand. Yeah, she's there's something so fishy about this. And she's squealing and crying and, you know, denying. Deny, cry. And Gigi comes over and she's like, hello, what the fuck is going on? We're supposed to be concentrating on my pregnancy.
my pregnancy via grunion induction.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's basically like, because also Nima's like, you know what? Ali should have had the balls to go up to Reza, and just straight to Reza, and not rely on Destiny to do this. And basically, this is where we learned that there was this, I guess, allegedly there was this group sesh where MJ and Ali and Destiny gathered together and decided that this was going to be like a plan of attack, right?
Ali told Gigi that there was someone else involved, meaning MJ, and that you guys got together and talked, and she told you to bring this up, right? Which seems obvious to me, like, duh. And I could have sworn last week Destiny said something about Golnessa, like that this guy told Golnessa, or Mercedes.
I don't remember.
So anyway, Gigi's like, yeah, he implied MJ put Destiny up to this, basically. And so she's like, so it wasn't planned? And she's like, no, when have you ever known me to plan anything? I mean, I am a planner. That isn't my job title. But still.
I'm abandoned. First my dad, now my mom. I'm alone. Catch me, grunions. So I have decided to have a new friend group, and they're all grunions, okay? Yeah.
And Gigi loves this because MJ has fucked with her for so many years, and then we get a montage of MJ fucking with her and just being terrible to her.
It's true.
And so she loves it because now Gigi's going to team up with Reza and bring down MJ.
Yeah.
Which would be more fun if MJ wasn't, like, dying in a hospital somewhere, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I still think, I mean, for sure, this is a group of friends that just love to fuck. I mean, it's basically, it's Game of Thrones. This is some Game of Thrones shit. This is MJ versus Reza. I mean, the two of them, they are, like, best friends, but, man, they are underminers. And they'll destroy anyone and each other and then come back together again over and over and over again. And this is just another flare-up in their ongoing wars, right?
But it's like Game of Toilets. You know how they call toilets thrones?
It's Game of Thrones. Euphemistic Thrones.
Yeah,
yes.
It's like porta-potties.
Game of Toilets. That's exactly right. So... So then finally they're like, ugh, let's leave. There's no Grunions here. And then it goes 15 minutes later and just all the Grunions arrive. You know, they were just waiting. They're like, are they gone? Are the Shaunts of Sunset gone? Can we have sex now? Okay, yeah. Great.
So then back over at Mike's house, Mike's like, no one is leaving until you have dessert. Have a macaroon. They're from France.
I'm like, you fucking idiot. You got those at the Grove. I know you did. From just France. Because a macaroon is a first of all, it was a macaron, not a macaroon. I know. There's a difference.
That is so him.
And second of all, like, those, just because it's a French dessert does not mean it was made in France. That your macarons were not made in like the 6th arrondissement in Paris and shipped over to your house for Passover, okay?
And if they were made at the Grove. Your parents paid for it, so sit down. So the dad and mom pull him aside, Sean and Sue, and the dad's like, yeah, we talked, and you doing this alone is not really okay. And she's like, yeah, look, your brothers are busy, they have jobs, okay? And if you're going to do this, you have to be there before the workers get there, and then you have to be there until they're gone. And Mike just looks at her like so confused, like, what the fuck is this lady talking about?
He's like, got it. I'll be there at 11 a.m. and leave at 3 p.m. Understood.
And he's like, my parents have trouble believing me because I, you know, like a lot of entrepreneurs, I've had some bumps along the way. I'm like, oh my God, dude, you have more bumps than like a 13-year-old, you know.
He has sinkholes in the road. I mean, it's like we see a montage of all his failures. I don't even remember. They showed his moving business where he's like climbing into the moving truck and he's like hurting himself. They didn't even show all the, you know, like the side mirrors that he knocked off of cars. They show his shoes where he like his baby shoes where they were all stuck at the border. They show I don't even remember the first one. The first one was also a colossal disaster.
Yeah, on the real estate bus. They didn't show that one either, but God, oh God. I missed that. The big Mike Schwed bus that went around Hollywood. Oh God,
which I saw in person, I remember, and being like, what the fuck is this giant bus with Mike and Reza's face on it?
So they're like, are you sure you can do this? And he goes, look, there are many times that I've fallen, and you have picked me up. Look at this house. I didn't think I was going to use 400 grand, but I did.
Like, I know, is that
supposed
defense.
To make them feel better? You just spent $500,000 of their money to do this house. And she's like, yeah, but this is too much money. Like, we can't help you now. You understand that, right?
Yeah. And the dad is basically like, if you fail, we'll have to bring someone else to do this.
Yeah, because it's everybody's money. This fucking loser, my God. And then he tells us, if you get the reputation for being a fuck up, that's the impression people are going to have. It's like, I know, isn't that unfair?
Yeah, that's usually how reputations work.
But actually, you know, you failed a lot, and they ended up giving you $1 million project. So I don't know how that's holding up, but good I would say luck, that he's, weirdo.
Yeah, I feel like he's failed upwards, but I feel like he's just more failed outwards.
He's failed his way upwards up the hill to get a better house. I mean, my God, the guy just keeps failing in a night. Yeah, he's failing upwards for sure.
He's just failing. He's flailing and failing all together.
Yep.
He's flailing.
So that brings us to the end of Shaws of Sunset, everybody. Thank you for being with us. Go find bonuses and videos over on watchwhatcrappens.com. That's on our Patreon. And that's also where you will find our live ticket links. And we will see you later this week, Omaha and Lawrence, Kansas.
Yeah, that's going to be super fun. And then tomorrow we will be back with what we did last week, which is we're going to do the Below Deck reunion. Oh, cannot wait. This has been like, it's been like a week. I am so curious to see if Andy Cohen is going to redeem himself tonight. But we'll be back with the Below Deck reunion, and we're going to do a check-in on Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
See you tomorrow, everybody.
Bye.
For a while, 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler though, as we head through the week across all areas.
Hey,
have a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto 5-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.